KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, May 31st. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust. Glen Haven Retirement Village and Mike Day with State Farm Insurance. Sunny, breezy, warm today. Mid-90s for the high. USAO plays for a national title in softball today. The story tops today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
While a lot of college softball fans excited about the NCAA Women's College World Series that starts in Oklahoma City this morning, USAO softball fans thrilled that the Drover softball team playing for a national title this afternoon. USAO defeated Columbia, Missouri 7-6 in 9 innings last night, advancing to the NAIA National Championship in Claremont, Florida. We'll have details of that game coming up later on in sports, but it's the first time in school history the softball team has advanced to the national title contest. And despite the loss to USAO, Columbia earned its way to a rematch against the Drovers. Game time is 12:30 Central Time this afternoon. If USAO wins, they are the champions. If Columbia wins, they would play an if-necessary game later on this afternoon, and then that winner would be the national champion. Still a chance for some showers and storms, as there has been in Florida all week. The driver who crashed his SUV through a cemetery fence last week told police he fell asleep just before the accident. We obtained the accident report from the Chickasha Police Department. It indicates 24-year-old Trenton Robnett of Nenecaw told officers he had worked all night the night before. The accident happened at Rose Hill Cemetery along Grand Avenue when Robnett's SUV crossed over 3 lines of oncoming traffic without hitting any other vehicles. The SUV jumped a curb, then rolled more than 3 times before taking about 80 feet of the cemetery's fence, causing thousands of dollars in damage to the fence. Somehow, Robnett avoided injury. He was given a ticket for failure to devote full attention to driving. A man facing a number of charges, including a felony for allegedly choking his girlfriend at a Rush Springs apartment. 34-year-old Dylan Wayne Gill, who listed a hometown of Marlow, arrested after the confrontation last weekend. A Rush Springs police arrest affidavit indicates an officer was called to the couple's apartment. The victim said she was holding the couple's 1-year-old child when they were arguing, and then it turned to physical violence. It's alleged that Gill bit the woman on her shoulder, headbutted her, choked her, and threatened to kill her. The child also suffered some minor injuries. The woman and 2 children were taken to a hospital for treatment. Authorities found Gill at a Duncan casino the next day, where he was arrested without incident. He has been formally charged with a felony of domestic assault and battery and misdemeanors of domestic abuse and threatening violence. He's being held in the Grady County Jail pending a $20,000 bond. More cool news coming right up.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glen Haven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
Teen cowboys and cowgirls from across the Sooner State in Chickasha. And today is the first go-round of the Oklahoma High School Rodeo Association State Finals, all going on out at the Grady County Fairgrounds. They'll start at 2 o'clock today with events like bull riding and bronc riding. Then they'll follow up with barrel racing, goat tying, pole bending, and others. Leading the girls' all-around competition is Catherine Todd of Tuttle. She has a slim lead over Kaylee Hext of Canadian. Todd is the overall leader in the pole bending event. She's second in breakaway roping and third in goat tying. Leading the boys all-around title is Austin Christensen. of Laverne. Now, as we mentioned, the first go-round starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon, second round at 2 tomorrow, and then the top 15 in each category will qualify for the third and final go-round Saturday night. The top four in each category qualify for the National High School Rodeo Finals. Local fights against cancer will be taking center stage this weekend. There's a combined Relay for Life for efforts in both Grady and Caddo counties. The relay Saturday afternoon and evening at the Chickasha High School football field. They'll start registration at 3. The relay will then start at 4, then wrap up about 11 o'clock Saturday night. Lots of family activities, inflatable games for the kids, touch-a-truck events as well. And a lot of teams that have spent several months fundraising for the American Cancer Society will have booths set up around the football field to continue their fundraising efforts. There's a Mad Scientist lap, there is a costume lap, and even a Wild West lap with some walkers toting their stick horses. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange higher yesterday to $68.21 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $77.50, and natural gas at $2.88 per million BTU. Gold higher to $1,308, and silver at $16.56. Obituaries today include 92-year-old Betty Langford of Alec. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Alec Main Street Church of Christ. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. And funeral for 74-year-old Jackie Bogle of Chickasha, 10:30 Saturday morning at Bible Baptist Church. Arrangements also with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine, breezy, and hot today, 95 or so for the high. And right now, it's fair and 70 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
In sports, the USAO softball team playing for its first ever national championship today. The Drovers in the title game of the NAIA Women's College World Series in Clermont, Florida. The Drovers advanced by defeating Columbia, Missouri 7-6 in 9 innings last night. Chloe Clifton providing the game-winning hit, a walk-off RBI double with one in the bottom of the ninth. Dakota Clough scored the game-winning run. The two teams waited all day yesterday to resume a game suspended by rain Wednesday night. The game was tied at 2 to get things started when USAO would score 4 runs in the bottom of the 6th to take a 6-2 lead. But Columbia countered with 4 runs with 2 out of the top of the 7th to send the game to extra innings. Freshman pitcher Emily Cerny threw all 9 innings, picking up her 32nd win of the year. That's a new single-season record for wins for USAO. She struck out 8 and walked 3. Again, and the possibility now of an all-Oklahoma final will not happen, as two-time defending national champion Oklahoma City University would lose to Southern Oregon 3-2 last night. That's after the USAO win. And then after that game, Columbia had to stick around and play an elimination game against Southern Oregon. And Columbia defeated Southern Oregon 6-2. So the championship starts at 12:30 this afternoon. Again, a USAO win gives them the championship. If Columbia wins, an if-necessary game would follow later this afternoon. Again, chance for more showers and storms as there have been all week in Central Florida. Now the Women's College World Series, the NCAA version at the ASA Hall of Fame Stadium, getting underway today. First game at 11 o'clock, number 1 seed Oregon versus number 8 seed Arizona State. At 1:30, number 4 seed OU versus 5 seed Washington. Then the evening session starts at 6, number 2 seed Florida versus 7 seed Georgia. 8:30 tonight, number 3 seed UCLA versus 6 seed Florida State. Oklahoma State wins its 11th NCAA Men's Golf Championship. They defeated Alabama at Carston Creek yesterday. At the Bricktown Ballpark, the Oklahoma City Dodgers dropping its opening series game to Omaha 8-5. It's a series that will continue through the weekend at the Bricktown Ballpark. And Golden State and Cleveland play Game 1 of the NBA Finals this evening in Oakland. It's an 8 o'clock game time this evening. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and the First National Bank and Trust.